Exam skills check 4. Modules 7 and 8. Exercise 2, page 108.
For those who love the planet and travel too, the news in recent years has not been good. It turns out that jetting to tropical Thailand has been contributing to the growth of the sandy Sahara. Because burning jet fuel is one of the least green things you can do. In fact, the aviation industry pumps over 1 billion tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere every year. Happily, this coincides with the rise in options for what's been called staycationing, not leaving the UK for the annual holiday abroad, and instead finding a suitable alternative within the country. And the variety is truly enormous. The Southwest has beaches that rival the French Riviera. Scotland and Wales offer skiing in winter and hiking and cycling all year round in spectacular mountain scenery. Britain's rivers and canals teem with canoeists, kayakers, and canal boats, drifting between the green fields of grass and gold fields of wheat. What many people forget is that travel abroad was nearly unheard of 3 generations ago. And what we call a staycation now was for many people then the only kind of holiday on offer. The hundreds of seaside resorts that dot the UK coastline attest to this. And the residents of these places, which have been left ghost towns for years because of the lure of Greece, Spain, and France, are rubbing their hands together at the thought of their beloved hometown full of life again. Today, we're going to talk to Anne Hodges, a travel agent who organizes these types of getaways.